underneath center. Here's Weedman, and he's going to bootleg out to the right again. He's going to step. He's going to throw. Richardson wide open. He's at the 20. He's at the 15. He jukes right. He's to the 5. He's to the 4. He's to the 2. He's in the end zone. Second and 3. They give to Richardson. He's to the 10. To the 5. He's in. Touchdown. Trent Richardson off the left side. Practically untouched. Here's Weedman to throw with a shoulder pump fake. He's going long and deep. Left sideline. Caught. Josh Gordon is into the end zone. Touchdown.
Cleveland Browns are hoping for more highlights like that moving forward in the future. Let's welcome in Jim Donovan, who's the play-by-play voice for the Browns. And Jim, big day in Berea as Rob Chudzinski named the brand new head coach of the Cleveland Browns. Your thoughts on the hiring of Chudzinski, who comes from Carolina, where he was just doing some work with Cam Newton?
Well, good for him, Fran. I'll tell you what, we know Rob very, very well. He's been to the Browns in a couple of different stints. He joined them in 2004, coaching the tight ends here. He came back in 2007, 2008 as their offensive coordinator. They had a great year with him, an explosive year in 2007 with big-time offensive numbers and big production and 10 wins that year, which has not been the norm here since the team has come back, and he's done great things. I think it was just a matter of time before he got the opportunity to be a head coach, but growing up in Toledo and becoming the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, that is really something special for him.
Is it a move you think the fan base will appreciate, or do you think they were looking for a big name coach to come in?
I think they were looking for a big, big name. So we go back a week ago, and when they were talking to Chip Kelly for what seemed to be an eternity coming out of the University of Oregon, it looked like that was going to be a really big name and an exciting new situation coming out of the college ranks. And then when that went away and the Browns got back into the NFL situation, I think thought people and Browns fans shifted to the perspective of maybe we should get a guy that's been a head coach before. And they've interviewed a couple of those type of candidates. And now to go back and get a guy like Rob Chudzinski, who's been a coordinator and been on the cusp a couple of times of becoming a head coach, I think people, you know, are a little bit nervous about the fact that he'll be a first-time head coach. But, you know, the familiarity that they have with him from his years here in Cleveland make it a little bit more settling. But I do think that people were at different levels looking for the big name and then looking for the previous head coaching experience.
He's had a success offensively calling plays in the past. And you mentioned his time in Cleveland and also in Carolina. But the reports are that he does not want to call plays and that he, for his offensive coordinator, he could be looking at Norv Turner. And I know that Rob has a relationship with Norv's son, Scott, who was on his staff in Carolina.
Yeah, I mean, that would be an exciting matchup there. I mean, what a change. I mean, you know, Rob really enjoyed working for Norv, and if that is the situation, I mean, it would be really ironic that Norv comes and works for Rob. He really admired Norv and said that he learned a great deal. You know, the neat thing, Fran, about Rob Chudzinski is this, that he's been around a lot of different kinds of coaches. He was with Marty Schottenheimer his first time in San Diego, and then with Norv when he went back to San Diego. And then he had the unique perspective of watching Ron Rivera as a first-time head coach in Carolina, and he's taken a little bit from all of them, and I think he's going to throw it all into the hopper and try and make it work. But as far as offensively, he's really learned from all of these guys. I think that he's not too rigid with his offense, but he kind of takes the talent that's on the team, and then he develops his offense to fit the abilities of his players. And I think these coaches in the past, and certainly a guy like Norv Turner, have had a great influence on him.
All right, Jim. They've had the second longest active playoff drought, and the Cleveland Browns haven't been in the playoffs in 10 years. And since they reinvented themselves back in 1999, just two winning seasons. When you look at this roster, how long is it going to take for Rob Chudzinski to turn this franchise around?
You know, Fran, I think this past season that we just went through, a lot of the heavy lifting might have been done because they were so young at the beginning of the year. I mean, they were starting an incredible amount of rookies. I mean, if you just go on offense and what they were able to do, I mean, Josh Gordon coming out of the supplemental draft, Brandon Weeden starting at quarterback, Trent Richardson starting at running back, starting a new right tackle in Mitchell Schwartz. So they were very young, and as the year went along, maybe they weren't explosive, but they were getting better and better. So I think offensively, with what Rob can bring to the table with this young group, I think that it might not take as long as some of the other coaching positions that will soon be filled around the NFL might take to rebuild themselves. I think that they are young, and really about ready to get very good. So I think a lot of the work has been done. Now they just have to finish it off a little bit.
Yeah, no city deserves a winner more so than Cleveland, with all the loyalty from the fan base there. Right, to Jim Donovan, a longtime play-by-play voice of the Cleveland Browns, joining us on Around the League Live. Thank you, Jim.
Good to be with you, Frank.